Hello, everybody. Welcome to another in our series on Builders of the Early Church. This is, of course, Living a True Christian Life. And today I want to talk about the women who helped build the church. So first of all, welcome back. I appreciate you listening. Now, over the past several weeks, you know, I've talked about and we've met many remarkable builders of the early church. Spent time with encouragers, pastors, teachers, apologists, scholars, and martyrs. Now, most of them have been men, not because women were absent from the story, but because history and those who tell the history have honestly just left them out. Now, today, I want to pause and remember some of the women whose faith, courage, generosity, and devotion helped build the church from its very beginning. When we think of the first century, when we think about the first century, it's important to remember the world in which these women lived. In both Jewish and Roman society, women often possessed few legal rights and limited opportunities. Their voices were frequently overlooked, and their contributions were not always recorded with the same care as those of men. Yet, when we open the pages of the New Testament, mostly written by men, we do discover something remarkable. Jesus saw them, he taught them, he welcomed them, he valued them, he entrusted them with important responsibilities. This was extraordinary for his time. Now, we begin with Mary Magdalene. Now, we met her earlier in the series. I talked about her. But you know, her place in the story deserves to be remembered again. You see, she remained faithful when many others fled. She stood near the cross. And in the morning of the resurrection, she became the first witness to the risen Christ. The first announcement of the resurrection was entrusted to a faithful woman. Now, that's really an extraordinary beginning. Think about it. In those days, women were not allowed to be witnesses in court. Yet a woman was chosen to be the first witness of the resurrection. Then there was Martha and her sister Mary of Bethany. Martha reminds us that serving Christ faithfully often begins with simple acts of hospitality. Mary reminds us that there are moments when sitting quietly at the feet of Jesus is the most important thing we can do. Together, they teach us that both service and worship belong in the Christian life. Luke also tells us about Joanna, Susanna, and other women who traveled with Jesus and helped support his ministry from their own resources. Long before churches owned buildings or organizations had budgets, faithful women quietly ensured that the ministry could continue. As the gospel spread beyond Jerusalem, more remarkable women appear. Priscilla and her husband Aquila welcomed believers into their home and worked alongside the Apostle Paul. Together, they helped instruct the gifted preacher Apollos, demonstrating that spiritual maturity is often expressed through humble teaching and generous hospitality. In Philippi, we met Lydia, a successful merchant whose heart the Lord opened to the gospel. Her home became one of the first gathering places for Christians in Europe. Sometimes, a church grows simply because someone opens up a door. Paul also commended Phoebe, a servant of the church. He trusted her enough to commend her warmly to the believers in Rome, reminding us that faithful service often happens quietly without seeking recognition. Then there are Lois and Eunice, the grandmother and mother of Timothy. They never preached to large crowds. They never wrote books. Yet they faithfully passed their love for God to the next generation. Their influence reminds us that one of the greatest ministries anyone can have is shaping a life that will one day shape others. As the years passed and persecution increased, women continued to stand courageously beside their brothers in Christ. Among them were Perpetua and Felicity. Perpetua was a young mother. Felicity was a young servant expecting a child. Their social standing could hardly have been more different, yet in Christ they became sisters. When persecution came, they refused to deny their faith. They faced imprisonment together. They encouraged one another. And in the year AD 203, they gave their lives for Christ together. The story reminds us that the gospel has always brought people together in ways the world could scarcely imagine. And as we look across the first generations of Christianity, one truth becomes beautifully and abundantly clear. The early church was never built by men alone. It was built by men and women who loved Christ more than comfort. Some preached, some taught, some encouraged, some opened their homes, some supported the ministry through generosity, some raised faithful children, some copied manuscripts, some cared for the poor, some endured imprisonment, some gave their very lives. Each served according to the gifts God had entrusted to them. And perhaps that is one of the most beautiful pictures of the church we can find. Not one voice, not one personality, not one gift, but many faithful servants working together for one Lord. Now, as we've continued our journey through these builders of the early church, may we remember that God is always delighted in using ordinary people, men and women alike, whose hearts were devoted to Him. Their names may not always appear in history books, but they have never been forgotten by God. May their faith encourage our own, and may their example remind us that there is a place for every willing servant in the works of Christ. So, until next time, may God bless you, strengthen your faith, and encourage you to serve wherever He has placed you. Now, if you'd like to help keep living a true Christian life on the air, visit any of my supporting brands, such as ArcTexas, ARCTX.org, or Ashby Navis and Tennyson, AshbyNavis.com, where you'll find my books, audiobooks, and other Christian living projects. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye, and God bless.